In the name of Allah, the Most Gracious, all praise is to the one to whom all dignity, honor and glory due, the unique with perfect attributes. He begets not, nor was he begotten. He has no equal, but he is the Almighty. All affairs are managed according to his wisdom, and there is no support with him. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, to whom belongs all the praise, and he has power over all things. I testify that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and messenger, who was sent as a warner and as a lamp giving the light of guidance and as a caller to Allah. May the blessings of Allah be upon him, his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Today, inshallah, sisters, we will continue to learn about the series of classes 3 of faith. And today, inshallah, we will continue to learn about the love of Allah, the title which actually was the class of last week. Today, inshallah, we will continue to learn about it.
We need to give zakat money to the people who really need it, not those who are taking advantage.
This is the issue.
A lot of people take advantage.
Yes. Actually, today, to continue about the love of Allah as one of the branches of the belief in Islam, we need to answer a question: how we get love of Allah in our hearts and life? How to get it? Last week we learned about the importance of love of Allah and how it is the greatest blessing in life. So today we will learn how to get the love of Allah. Actually, number one and the first and the most important way to have the love of Allah in your heart and life is the recitation of the Holy Quran with reflection and understanding. And actually today the class is related to recitation of the Quran as one of the branches of faith. So inshallah we will learn in full details about this way, the way to love of Allah through the recitation of the Holy Quran with reflection and understanding. The second way to have the love of Allah is the constant remembrance of Allah by heart and tongue. This means that to keep on remembering Allah all the time by saying Subhanallah, all praise to Allah, Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, there is no God but Allah. All the time try to keep on saying this ways of remembrance of Allah, so that inshallah you will be having constant remembrance of Allah. Number three, focusing on Allah's names by your hearts. When you know the names of Allah, the 99 names of Allah, and you try to remember them all the time and to focus on their meanings, inshallah you will be all the time feeling close of Allah and love of Allah. Allah is the most merciful, and Allah is the one who is the provider, and Allah is the most high. Okay, there are many names of Allah, and when you remember them you will feel how we are in great need of Allah, and you will feel the blessings of Allah and the love of Allah. Also, keeping distance from all the sins. When you keep distance from the sins, okay, you will be all the time close to Allah. And the more you are close to Allah, the more you will love Allah and you will be showered by His mercy. Also, remembering Allah's blessings and favors. When you look around and you always say all praise to Allah, Allah is actually the one who is giving us the sun and the moon and the rain, the flowers, the trees, the fruits. Allah is the one providing us with all what we are in need of, our health, our family, all our forms of Allah's blessings. So when you remember Allah's blessings and favors, you will feel the love of Allah in your heart. And also, one of the most important ways of love of Allah is the company of the sincere believers. When you have the sincere believers close to you, you will be all the time feeling that those sincere believers are remembering Allah all the time, reciting the Quran all the time, trying to be away from the sins all the time. So they will stimulate you and they will encourage you all the time to try to submit to Allah and to obey Allah, and gradually you will feel the love of Allah in your heart. So actually the company of the sincere believers is a very important factor regarding having the love of Allah in your life and in your heart. And the opposite is also correct. If your company are from those whom they forget about Allah, they are not happy with His decree, they don't remember Him, gradually you will forget Allah and you will always just remember your problems your problems in life, your hardship or your trials. Accordingly, love of Allah will be far away from your heart. So I will remind you again, sister, with the ways of the love of Allah. Number one, recitation of the Holy Quran with reflection and understanding. Number two, constant remembrance of Allah by heart and tongue. Number three, focusing on Allah's names by your heart. Number four, keeping distance from all the sins. Number six, remembering Allah's blessings and favor. And number seven, the company of the sincere believers. Inshallah, we will keep on calling on Allah to make His love all the time in our hearts and in our life. And inshallah, we will be from those whom they are the sincere believers. Today, inshallah, sisters, we will continue to learn about the branches of the tree of faith. And today we will learn about recitation of the Holy Quran with understanding, as this is one of the very important branches of faith in Islam. Actually, recitation of the Holy Quran with reflection and understanding is one of the most important basics to know your faith and also to become close to Allah. Today, inshallah, we will learn about the following. Number one, why the Holy Quran is the greatest blessing. Number two, the virtues of the Holy Quran. Number three, the etiquette of recitation of the Holy Quran and the prerequisites for your relation with the Quran. We will start by answering the question, what is the Holy Quran? The Holy Quran is the words of the ever-living God Allah. It is the words of Allah. So when someone will tell you why you honor the Quran the most, you tell her because these are the words of Allah, the ever-living God, the owner of the heavens and the earth. So you must know that Allah speaks to you when you listen to the verses of the Quran. So when you are listening to the Quran, this means that Allah is speaking to you. And when you recite the Quran, you hear Allah. Okay? Accordingly, the Quran is the encounter of life with the life giver Allah. If you want to come to Allah, it is only through His words, the Holy Quran. This is the Quran, the source of guidance, healing, cure, piety, peace, tranquility, happiness for the believers. Okay, inshallah, we will learn about this today, inshallah. The Quran is the greatest blessing from Allah to humanity, as it is the last revelation from Allah, and actually Allah protects it from any changes. Allah sends many three revelations, At-Tawrah and Al-Injil, the Bible, yes, At-Tawrah, the Bible, and the Holy Quran. The Torah and the Bible, they were changed by human beings. But only the Quran, which is the book which none can make any changes of it, as Allah mentioned in the Holy Quran, that Allah is the one who revealed the Quran, and Allah is the one who is protecting the Quran from any changes. So it is the last revelation from Allah. Actually, the Quran is the code of the life of the Muslims. That is to say, the rules which regulate the life of the Muslims, both the personal life and the life of the Muslim community, that is to say, the rules of politics, economy, and the moral rules are from the Holy Quran. And this is the importance of the Holy Quran, actually, as it is a code of life for the Muslims. So actually, sisters, the second question is, what is the message of the Quran? The message of the Quran is, number one, education. Number two, teaching the practical code of life. So from the Holy Quran, Allah is educating us mainly about the unity of Allah. Unity of Allah in the Islamic faith takes up the largest part of the Holy Quran, as it is the most important principle in Islam. So the message of the Quran, number one, regarding the education, the unity of Allah. Number two, Islam is teaching us the practical code of life, which regulates human life in all the aspects, political, social, economical, and moral. We need to focus on the principle of the unity of Allah, as it is the most important in the Islamic faith, so that we will learn about the biggest part of the Holy Quran, which is related to the unity of Allah. The Quran approach is to make the Lord known to people, answering questions. For example, for what purpose has Allah created mankind? What term has He appointed for them? To what destiny does He deliver them? What about the sun, the moon, the rain, the wind, the stars, and the grains? Who controls all of this? Then again, all these generations that come and go, prosper and perish. Who gives them power on earth? And who takes it away and leaves them to perish? To answer the above question, the Quran from the start to finish follows this direction. Allah is the creator, the provider, the owner, the almighty, who knows all that is concealed. He turns hearts and sight, as He turns night and into days. As such, Allah should be the one who rules over human life. No one else can judge. No one can permit certain things and prohibit others. So, such authority belongs to Allah only, and it can't be exercised by anyone else. For none other than Allah can create, provide, give life, cause death, cause benefit or harm, give or deprive, or exercise any control over oneself or others in this life or in the life to come. This is the belief in the unity of Allah, the Lord of all that exists. This belief necessitates the belief in the unity of worshipping none but Allah. That is to say, total submission and obedience only to Allah. This is the unity of Allah, which is the fundamental concept of the Quran and the basic of all its rules and values. And actually, again, sisters, if you want to learn about the Quran, this is the most important message of the Quran, is to believe in the unity of Allah. Because if you believe in the unity of Allah, you will only worship Allah. And if you only worship Allah, this is the goal of our creation. When Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked why Allah created humankind, he answered, to worship Him. To worship Him alone. How they will learn about worshipping Him alone, how they will believe that He is the only God to be worshipped, this is the most important message of the Holy Quran. Now we will recite from the Holy Quran some verses which are related to the unity of Allah, so that we can feel the message of the Quran. And when you feel it, okay, it will touch your heart and you will feel that you must believe in the oneness of Allah. This is the most important fact related to the belief in Islam. We will start by recitation of the number one. We will recite Ayat Kursi, because this is the best. We will recite the best verses of the Holy Quran. In the Holy Quran, there is the best verses, which is from Surah number 2, verse number 255. This is Ayat Kursi, and actually it is all related to the unity of Allah, a proof that the unity of Allah is the most important message of the Holy Quran. Surah number 2, Surah Al-Baqarah, verse number 255.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض من الذي يشفع عنده إلا بإذنه يعلم ما بين أيديهم وما خلفهم ولا يحيطون بشيء من علمه إلا بما شاء وسع كرسيه السماوات والأرض ولا يؤوده حفظهما وهو العلي العظيم.
Allah, there is no deity except Him, the ever-living, the sustainer of all existence. Neither drowsiness overtakes Him nor sleep. To Him belongs whatever is in the heavens and whatever is on the earth. Who is it that can intercede with Him except by His permission? He knows what is presently before them and what will happen after them, and they encompass nothing of His knowledge except for what He wills. His curse extends over the heavens and the earth, and their preservation tires Him not, and He is the Most High, the Most Great.
Actually, sister, this is the best verse of the Holy Quran because it is related to Allah the Almighty, and it is clarifying about the names of Allah and the attributes of Allah the Almighty. Now we will recite Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, the chapter of purity. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Qul huwa Allahu ahad. Because this is also related to the unity and the oneness of Allah. Qul huwa Allahu ahad is the chapter number 112. Okay? Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Qul huwa Allahu ahad. Allahu samad. Lam yalid wa lam yulad. Wa lam yakun lahu kufwan ahad. 927.
Say he is Allah who is one, Allah the eternal refuge. He neither begotten nor is born, nor is there to him any equivalent.
So actually, sisters, when Allah says this is to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and all the Muslims, Allah is commanding all of us Muslims to say he is Allah the one. Okay, so this is the unity of Allah. Okay, Allah is the eternal refuge. He neither begets nor is born. And this means that there is no equivalent to Allah the Almighty, because Allah is the one who is actually has no equivalent to him. We will recite now from Surah number 25, from verse 1 to verse 3, to know about the oneness of Allah. And this is the message of the Holy Quran. Surah number 25. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سورة number 25 سورة الفرقان. We will recite from 1 to 3. Okay.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم تبارك الذي نزل الفرقان على عبده ليكون للعالمين نذيرا الذي له ملك السماوات والأرض ولم يتخذ ولدا ولم يكن له شريك في الملك وخلق كل شيء فقدره تقديرا واتخذوا من دونه إلهة لا يخلق آلهة لا يخلقون شيئا وهم يخلقون ولا يملكون لأنفسهم ضرا ولا نفعا ولا يملكون موتا ولا حياة ولا نشورا.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Blessed is he who sent down the criterion upon his servant, that he may be to the worlds a warner. He to whom belongs the dominion of the heavens and the earth, and has not taken a son, and has not had a partner in dominion, and has created each thing, and determined it with determination. But they have taken besides him gods which create nothing, while they are created, and possess not for themselves any harm or benefit, and possess nothing, and possess not power to cause death or life or resurrection.
Actually, sisters, Allah the Almighty is clarifying about himself in these verses of the Quran that to him belongs the dominion of the heavens and the earth. He has not taken a son. He had no partner in the dominion. Allah created everything and determined everything with determination. Okay, so why the people are taking other gods beside Allah the Almighty? If they believe in his oneness, they are taking gods whom they cannot cause any harm or benefit for them, and they possesses not death or life or resurrection. Accordingly, we are trying to know from the verses of the Quran, from different verses of the Quran, that this is the message of the Holy Quran. The most important message which the Quran is around it is the unity and the belief in the oneness of Allah, the Almighty. We will recite also now from Surah number 39, from verse 64 to 67, to know about the oneness of Allah. Cite from Surah number 39, from verse 64 to 67.
بالله الرحمن الرحيم قل أفغير الله تأمروني أعبد أيها الجاهلون وَلَقَدْ أَوْحَى إِلَيْكَ وَإِلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكَ لَئِنْ أَشْرَكْتَ لَيَحْبَطَنَّ عَمَلُكَ وَلَتَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ بَلِ اللَّهَ فَاعْبُدْ وَكُنْ مِنَ الشَّاكِرِينَ وَمَا قَدَرُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ قَدْرِهِ وَالْأَرْضُ جَمِيعًا قَبْضَتُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَالسَّمَاوَاتُ مَطْوِيَّاتٌ بِيَمِينِهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى عَمَّا يُشْرِكُونَ
Say, O Muhammad, it is other than Allah that you ordered me to worship. Is it other than Allah that you ordered me to worship, O ignorant ones? And it was already revealed to you and to those before you that if you should associate anything with Allah, your work would surely be worthless and you surely be among the losers. Rather, worship only Allah and be among the grateful. They have not praised Allah with true appraisal, while the earth entirely would be within his grip on the day of resurrection, and the heavens will be folded in his right hand. Exalted is he and high above that they associate with him.
Actually, sisters, these are the words of Allah which He is describing Himself with. So we must feel the language of the Holy Quran and the words which Allah using, so that we will feel how great is Allah and how the unity of Allah must be clear in our spirits. Allah is mentioning in verse 67, they have not appraised Allah with true appraiser, while the earth entirely will be within his grip on the day of resurrection, and the heavens will be folded in his right hand. So actually, sisters, try to imagine these facts so that you can realize how Allah is great and how Allah is the one. Because only Allah is the one who can fold in his right hand the heavens on the day of resurrection. Now, inshallah, we will recite from Surah number 30. We will recite from verse 48 to verse 50. Actually, if we try to recite from the Holy Quran, we will recite many other verses, a lot of verses related to the unity of Allah. But in this class, I'm trying to choose verses of the Quran which we didn't recite before in other classes, so that you will be exposed to a lot of the verses of the Quran, so that you will have the feeling that it is the most important message of the Holy Quran, which is related to the unity of Allah. And every one of us must focus on that fact, the unity of Allah, the belief in Allah's oneness, because this is the message of the Holy Quran. Surah number 30, verse number 48 to 50.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allahu alladhi yursilu ar-riyaha fatusiru sahaban fayabsutuhu fis-samaa'i kayfa yasha'u wa yaj'aluhu kisfan فترى الودق يخرج من خلاله فإذا أصاب به من يشاء من عباده إذا هم يستبشرون وإن كانوا من قبل أن ينزل عليهم من قبله لمبلسين فانظر إلى آثار رحمة الله كيف يحيي الأرض بعد موتها إن ذلك لمحيي الموتى وهو على كل شيء قدير.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. It is Allah who sends the winds, and they stir the clouds and spread them in the sky, however He wills, and He makes them fragments, so you see the rain emerge from within them. And when He causes it to fall upon whom He wills of His servants, immediately they rejoice, although they were before it was sent down upon them before that in despair. So observe the effects of the mercy of Allah, how He gives life to the earth after its lifelessness. Indeed, that same one will give life to the dead, and He is over all things competent.
So actually, sisters, if we try to reflect on these verses of the Quran, the belief in the oneness of Allah must be very clear in our spirits. Allah is clarifying that the mercy is up to Allah. Life is up to Allah. To give life to the dead is up to Allah. To send the winds is up to Allah. To make the clouds is up to Allah. And Allah is using the words to whom He wish, up to His wish. This means that the will of Allah is the controller of everything in this life, and only the will of Allah. And this is the proof that Allah is the one, and this is the proof of the unity and oneness of Allah. The one who can give the life, and the one who can take the life, and the one who can send the clouds, and the one who controls the winds. This is Allah the Almighty, and Allah is saying also, so observe the effects of the mercy of Allah. Okay, this is very important for every one of us, sisters, when you recite the Holy Quran, to try to feel these words, to observe. This is a command from Allah, to observe the effects of Allah's mercy, so that you can believe in His oneness and you can love Allah the Almighty. We will recite also from this surah, or this chapter, chapter 30, we will recite verse number 54. Verse number 54.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الله الذي خلقكم من ضعف ثم جعل من بعد ضعف قوة ثم جعل من بعد قوة ضعفا وشيبة يخلق ما يشاء وهو العليم القدير
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Allah is the one who created you from weakness, then made after weakness strength, then made after strength weakness and white hair. He creates what He will, and He is the knowing, the competent.
So again, sisters, Allah the Almighty is mentioning to us about our life on the earth. Allah is creating us from weakness. Then He made us to have to become strong, to have strength. Then He made us again to have weakness after strength and white hair. Okay? Allah is mentioning that He creates what He wills. It is again the will of Allah which is controlling our creation, and it is the knowledge of Allah and the power of Allah which is after all the creation on the earth. This is the proof of the oneness of Allah the Almighty. So again, as I mentioned, if we try to revise many and hundreds of the verses of the Quran, we will all believe in the unity of Allah, and this is the message of the Holy Quran. Now, inshallah, we will learn about the virtues of the Quran from the hadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that all the time we will appreciate learning the Quran. We will appreciate understanding the meaning of the Quran. We will appreciate getting close to the message of Allah the Almighty. We will always believe that the best time of my day is the time which I spend with the Holy Quran, learning its meaning, reflecting on its message. Because actually Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said the following hadiths, many hadith and sayings of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about the virtues of the Holy Quran. Number one, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said all the following. So I will just say at the beginning, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, number one, the best of you is he who learns the Quran and teaches it. Okay, so the best of us as Muslims is not the very rich or the highly qualified from Harvard School of Medicine, yes, or the one who is actually having the best car or the best house. No, the best of us, according to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is the one who learns the Quran. This means the one who has the intention to learn the Quran, and also the one who is using the time time to teach the Holy Quran. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever reads a letter from the Book of Allah will receive one good deed from its recitation. And the good deed can be multiplied by 10. Whoever reads or recites a letter from the Book of Allah will receive a good deed from its recitation. And the good deed is multiplied by 10. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I don't say that letter Alif and Lam and Mim are considered one letter. Rather, Alif is a letter, Lam is a letter, and Mim is a letter. This means that every letter of the Holy Quran is equal to 10 good deeds. So you must appreciate the time you spend with the Quran because it is full of good deeds, inshallah.
Question?
Yes. Yes, say your
question. If a letter is equal to 10 good deeds, means you can get more out of life reading the Quran than doing anything?
Yes, you can get from the Holy Quran a lot of good deeds when you recite it. But you must have the Holy Quran as an act in your life. You must follow the commands of Allah. It is not just to recite, you know, the verses of the Quran and to know about the commands of Allah and then not to do these commands or obey these commands. You are learning so that, inshallah, you will practice this in your life, inshallah. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he who is skillful in reciting the Quran is with the honorable and pious. And he who stutters when reading the Quran and its recitation is difficult upon him will receive two rewards. Okay, so this is the encouragement for every one of us to try to recite the Holy Quran, because if it is difficult for you and you cannot read it easily, okay, you are getting double the reward. Yes, and if you are skillful in the Quran, you will be with the pious. Also, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, read or recite the Quran, for verily it will come forth on the day of resurrection as an intercessor for its readers. What is the meaning of this? The meaning of this is that this is the next hadith. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the Quran is an intercessor by Allah's permission. It intercedes for its readers. He who appoints it as his leader, then it will lead him to the paradise. And he puts it behind him, then it will lead him to the fire. Again, sister, this is a very important fact which Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is teaching every one of us. Every one of us on the day of judgment will be looking for the good deeds. Every one of us will be looking for an intercessor. Okay, so if you are from those whom they live with the Quran and the Quran is part of your life, the Quran will intercede for you on the day of judgment, when you will be in great need of someone to intercede for you. Okay, and if the Quran will intercede for you, the Quran will lead you to the paradise because you put it as your leader in your life. But if you put the Quran behind you, this means that you never recite the Quran, you never follow the rules of the Quran. Unfortunately, the Quran will be the way to the hellfire. Also, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, fasting and the Quran will intercede for the slaves on the day of resurrection. Fasting will say, oh my Lord, I prevented him. This is the believer. I prevented the believer or the fasting believer from food and desires. So accept my intercession for him. And the Quran will say, I prevented him from sleep during the night. So accept my intercession for him. He, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and they will be allowed to intercede. So again, sister, this is a very important fact for every one of us. The Day of Judgment is the most difficult day for every one of us. And on that day, every one of us will be looking for any way, okay, to escape the hellfire by any way. So when you will notice that your Quran and your fasting are interceding for you, you will be actually from the winners. Because all praise to Allah, you have someone to intercede for you. You have the Quran and the fasting, and both of them are allowed to intercede for you. Accordingly, you must love the Holy Quran. You must appreciate being a Muslim. Because being a Muslim equals to you have the Quran as the message from your Lord. This means too, you can have the good relation with the Quran. You can have the Quran in your life all the time. Accordingly, all the time you can send the glad tidings to yourself that my spirit, inshallah, we will have our Quran to intercede for me on the day of judgment. Inshallah, I hope that I will be in the paradise. My relation with the Quran is the source of my hope that inshallah my Quran will be my way to the paradise. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, verily, Allah raises nations by the book of the Quran and puts down nations by it. What is the meaning of this, sister? This is a very important hadith. On the day of judgment, the Quran actually will be the way that many people will be higher in the rank. Those whom they recite the Quran and follow its commands. Those whom they have the Quran as the message and the way of their life. And actually, this is as it is a great, as it is a glad tiding for the believer, it is a great warning for the Muslims whom they don't have the Quran in their life, whom they don't know about many of the verses of the Quran. If you check with many Muslims, a lot of Muslims, about the verses of the Holy Quran, they will not be aware of most of them, and they don't know their meanings. And actually, on the day of judgment, the Quran will be against them. Because this is the message of Allah. As you care for your food, as you care for your clothes, as you care for your qualification, you must care for the way of life. You must care for the message which Allah is sending for you to live your life according to its rules. So if you don't have the Quran in your life, what are the rules of your life? What are the sources of the rules of your life? Your manners, your values. What is the source of your manners and values? Many of the Muslims, they don't have a source for their manners and values. Any manners or any values that can help me to achieve my materialistic goals in the worldly life. These are my rules and my values and my manners. So you check with them, what about the Holy Quran? Did you know the message of the Holy Quran? Did you know the manners of the believers? Did you know the values of the Holy Quran? No, we don't know anything. So, do you believe in the day of judgment? Yes, inshallah, I believe in the day of judgment. How you will meet Allah on the day of judgment? Inshallah, Allah is the most merciful. Allah will take care of me. Actually, sister, this means that those Muslims, on the day of judgment, the Quran will be against them. Okay, so we must take care of these very important facts in our life. Most of the Muslims don't have the right relation with the Holy Quran, unfortunately. And this is a very dangerous situation, as we care a lot for every materialistic issue in our life, we must care a lot for the relation with that book, because this is the book which will come on the Day of Judgment, either to take me up or to send me to the hellfire. Okay? So again, sisters, you know, this is one of the greatest problems of the Muslims regarding their relation and how they appreciate the Holy Quran and what is the role of the Quran in their life. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, read the Quran and through it seek the face of Allah. Exalted be He. Before there comes a nation that implants it like an arrow, they read it fast. What is the meaning of this, sister? The meaning of this, read the Quran and through it seek the face of Allah. This means that read it with sincerity, only for the sake of Allah. Because there will come later on, there will come nations, maybe we are these nations, whom they just recite the Quran very fast. Okay, they don't understand the meaning, they don't focus on the message, they just recite the Quran so that they feel that I will have a lot of good deeds, Allah is pleased with me, my life will be a good life. But they don't focus on the Quran and they don't read it for the sake of Allah, the Almighty. Okay, so actually, sister, this is the Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Actually, these are the virtues of the Quran, and it is clear that the relation with the Quran is not up to the choice of the Muslims. Okay, the relation of the Quran is one of the most important branches of the Islamic faith. If you don't have the Quran in your life, this means that Allah is not in your life. This means that you are not following any of the commands of Allah. This means that you are not following the right track. This means that all your values and manners are wrong. This means that you are totally lost. This means that the Paradise will never be your final destination. We must appreciate the Holy Quran, and we must love the Holy Quran, and we must feel that it is Allah's actually blessing that He is teaching us the Holy Quran, or He is sending to us basically the Holy Quran. How to have the right relation with the Quran? This is another question. We need to answer it so that inshallah we can actually have the benefit of the Holy Quran in our life. How to have the right relation with the Quran? Number one, it is through two ways. Number one, before coming to the Quran, you must know that this book is the word of Allah, or the words of Allah. These verses of the Quran, these chapters are Allah's words. So you must be aware of who is Allah, so that you can come to the Quran believing that it is the great blessings in your life. So you need the following. Number one, in order to have the right relation with the Quran, number one, you need to remember Allah's majesty, glory and power, so that you will feel devotion for His words. When you believe and remember that the only power and will in this life is Allah, and these are the words of Allah, so I will feel devotion to these words because this is the words of the one who controls my life. Okay? So number one, you must remember Allah's majesty, glory and power. Number two, you must remember Allah's mercy and compassion. Because when you remember that the most merciful is Allah, and all the mercy on the earth from the creation, the day of the creation of the earth until the day of judgment, is 1/100 of Allah's mercy. Allah has His mercy divided into 100 parts. Only one part is on the earth, and Allah kept the 99 parts for the day of judgment. So all the mercy on the earth is from Allah. The source of the mercy and compassion is Allah. So if you are looking for your husband to show you mercy, for your mother, for your kids, for your friends, it is only from the mercy of Allah. So when you remember Allah's mercy, how it is great, and His compassion, you will feel the love of Allah and the gratitude to His message. Number three, you must remember Allah's wisdom and knowledge. You must all the time remember Allah's wisdom and knowledge. Because if you remember Allah's wisdom and knowledge, you will become eager to obey His commands. When I tell you, sister, don't evaluate the events of your life according to your evaluation, because you don't have wisdom and you don't have the knowledge of the future. Only Allah the Almighty is the one who has the knowledge of the future, and Allah is the only one who has the wisdom. Accordingly, all the decree, inshallah, is good for you. You don't know this because you don't have knowledge or wisdom, but Allah has knowledge and wisdom. So when you remember that Allah is the one who has the wisdom and the knowledge, you will be eager to obey His commands, because I believe that I don't know and I don't have wisdom. And if I say that I don't want to follow these commands, this means that I am ignorant, because I don't have the knowledge. But so long the one who has the knowledge and the wisdom is the one who sends that book to me, so I will obey the commands of Allah, because He is the only one who has the wisdom and the knowledge. Okay? So how I can have all of this? How can I remember that Allah is the one who has the greatest majesty, glory, power, mercy, compassion, wisdom and knowledge? I can have all this knowledge only, sisters, from the Holy Quran. So it is again the beginning and the end of our relation with Allah is related to the Holy Quran. This is the importance of the Holy Quran and the importance of the recitation of the Holy Quran with reflection. The second factor which you need to have the right relation with the Holy Quran is the purity of intention and purpose. That is to say, the sincerity. Purity of intention and purpose. You must read the Holy Quran with these three goals only. Only three goals must be the goals for you when you come close to the Quran. Number one, receiving the guidance. Number one, to receive the guidance. Number two, to come nearer to Allah. I am reciting the Quran to come clearer, more closer to Allah, because I want to know about the message of Allah. Number three, to seek Allah's pleasure. So these are the three goals which are accepted from the believer as a form of purity of intention in your relation with the Holy Quran. I am coming close to the Quran to receive the guidance, to come closer to Allah, and to seek Allah's pleasure. Okay? So the question is, why? Why only these three goals from the Holy Quran? Why not I will come to the Quran so that I will be a teacher of the Quran for the sake of materialistic issues? I will teach the Holy Quran per hour. Every hour I will teach by $20. So I am coming to the Quran so that it will be a source of wealth for me. Okay, I am the best one to teach the Holy Quran, and through the Quran I had now very big wealth. Okay, no, this is wrong. This is not accepted from Allah. Okay, to come to the Quran for the sake of the wealth. To come to the Quran for the sake of showing off. So that the sister will say, look for this sister, she has the best voice to recite the Quran. So I am very famous now in the community and everyone is respecting me because I have the best voice to recite the Quran. Okay, don't come to the Quran for worldly benefit. Okay, this is not accepted from Allah at all. Why? Because, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, you will get from the Quran what you come to it for. If you come to the Quran for materialistic or for worldly benefit, you will get only from it worldly benefit, only. You will not receive guidance. You will not come close to Allah. You will not be rewarded from Allah. Because in Islam, everything is up to our intention. The most important is your intention. So if your intention from the Holy Quran is the worldly life, you will receive what you are looking for. Benefits of the worldly life, whatever benefit. But you will never receive the guidance. You will never receive the reward on the Day of Judgment. You will never receive the pleasure of Allah, and you will never come close to Allah. And actually, sister, this is one of the problems of the scholars. If there is a scholar who is teaching the Holy Quran for the sake of the worldly benefit, the problem is that none will get any guidance from that scholar. Because that scholar is coming to the Quran for the sake of the worldly benefit. So Allah will not allow him, okay, to have guidance or to teach guidance. Okay, because this is Allah. Allah will not agree for his book and for his words to be sold for the worldly benefit. Because for Allah the worldly benefits are nothing. And the worldly life is nothing. So how Allah will accept that his words will be sold for the worldly benefit? And this is very important fact which every scholar must remember and fear Allah regarding the Holy Quran. Okay, the Holy Quran is the best blessing from Allah. The Holy Quran is the only source of guidance. So if you teach the people the source of guidance for the sake of the wealth and for the sake of the worldly benefit and for the sake of the money, okay, this means that you don't know the Holy Quran. How you are a scholar okay, and you don't know the teaching which you are teaching the people, the message which you are teaching the people. So again, you must know this, what you will get from the Holy Quran depends on what you come to it for. If you come for the Holy Quran, for the sake of Allah, if you say to yourself, I need a message in my life, I need a way of life, I need a code of life, I need to come close to the One, okay? So I will come to the Quran with full sincerity, only for the sake of Allah, between me and Allah. Nobody will know about my relation with the Holy Quran. Insha'Allah, Allah will make the Quran for you very close to your spirit. Because the problem now, sisters, with most of the Muslims, that they are not interested in the Holy Quran. I know many sisters whom they say, inshallah, from today I will recite, for example, for the Arabic speaking, which is more easy for them. From today, inshallah, I will recite 15 pages per day, for example. She is not working, she has a lot of free time in the morning. So, inshallah, I will recite 15 pages, inshallah. So you ask her next day, sister, what is going on with you with the Quran? She will tell you, subhanallah, I was very busy yesterday. You know, I went out for some time. The weather was very hot. I came home. I took rest. I didn't recite any. But inshallah, tomorrow I will recite. So tomorrow make it 10 pages only. Okay, very good. No problem. The most important is the sincerity. 10 pages is okay. So you meet the sister after a week, and you tell her, Salaamu Alaikum sister, how are you? How is the Quran in your life? So she will tell you, to tell you the truth, I didn't start yet. So you tell her, sister, what is the problem? Actually, I always listen to these stories. So she tell you that I started recitation. But you know, after the first page, I feel very sleepy. I'm very, very sleepy. So I decided to take a nap and then to try to recite again. But after taking the nap, I was so exhausted, so I was busy with my worldly life. And I tried again, it was the same. So now, sister, Allah knows my intention. I have very good intention for the Quran. But what can I do? Allah doesn't want me to come. Then we start to say Allah. We start to put all the burden on Allah, the Almighty. If Allah wants me to read, I will read. What can I do? I am very sorry. Okay, salamu alaykum, alaykum salam. Okay, what can I do? I tell her, may Allah guide you. This is not the way to come to the Quran. You know, sisters, from my experience and life with the Quran, you must come to the Quran with the belief that, you know, this is the greatest blessing from Allah. Oh Allah, help me. Help me to love the Quran. Help me to have time with the Quran. Help me to come the Quran close to me. Help me to feel the mercy and the cure of the Quran. When you keep on calling on Allah all the time, clarifying to Allah that you highly appreciate the Quran. Oh Allah, I highly appreciate it. But it is not easy for me. Help me. Make it easy for me. Insha'Allah, gradually, you will start to feel that you love the Quran. I must read the Quran. And it was difficult for the first time, but the next time it was more easy. And on the third time, I feel tranquility. And actually, sister, this is the importance of having the good believers close to you, the good sisters close to you. They will help you to recite and they will help you to keep on the relation with the Quran. Your intention to come to close to the Quran must be pure. So the rules are that don't recite the Quran for the intellectual pleasure. As a lot of Muslims, they spend their lives in studying the language, style, history, and the law of the Quran. Yet their lives remain untouched by the message. Who are those people? Those are the students whom they have the Quran as a form of graduation. For example, you know, there are some people, they study physics. chemistry, to be graduated with the degree of physics and chemistry. There are others whom they study the Quran to have a degree in the Quran. But they are not studying the Quran for the sake of guidance, for the sake of Allah's pleasure. Okay? Those people will never get the benefit of the Quran, even if they have the best degrees in the Quran. Because the Quran is not the book to have only the degree of it for the sake of the worldly life. The Quran is the book of guidance, and the Quran is the code of life of the Muslim. Actually, now we will learn about the etiquette with recitation of the Holy Quran. This means that the respect of the words of Allah. If you come to the Holy Quran, number one, you must have the fear of Allah and humility while reciting the Quran. You should demonstrate sorrow, and you should cry or try to cry. As Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, recite the Quran and cry. And if you don't cry, then try to make yourself cry. What is the meaning of this? The meaning of this, sisters, is to recite the Quran with your heart, not with your lips and mouth. Because if you recite the Quran with your heart, and when you come to a verse of the Quran which is mentioning about the punishment of the hellfire, you will feel that you want to cry, because I fear Allah, and I fear the Day of Judgment, and I fear the hellfire. This is the meaning of having fear of Allah. Don't come to the Quran as if it is a book of fun or a book of laws, as like any other book. No, I am coming to the words of Allah with the full respect of Allah and the fear of Allah and the humility. Number two, you should recite the Quran slowly. Don't be in a hurry while you are reciting the Holy Quran, because you want to get the benefit of the message, because you want to reflect on the meaning of the verses of the Holy Quran. So don't recite the Quran quickly. Don't be hasty in the recitation of the Holy Quran. Number three, you should recite the Quran under the best circumstances. What is the meaning of this? You are not supposed to recite the Quran while the television is opened, while you are listening to songs, while you are in a dirty place or not a clean place, or you are putting, not clean clothes. What is the meaning of this? The meaning of this is that I am not supposed to clean the whole house and to clean the kitchen and to cut the onion and to do everything. Then I smell onion because I just finished my cooking, okay, and I have the kitchen clothes. Then I say, let me now recite the Quran quickly, so that inshallah I will receive a lot of reward from Allah after I cook today. Okay.
Can you listen to the Quran while you're cleaning the house?
Yes.
Cooking?
Yes. You can listen to the Quran so long you are away from the bathroom.
Like you can listen to it while you're in the, like on the computer or
yes.
something.
You can listen to the Quran in any place while you are doing anything, so long you are away from the bathroom.
Okay.
Do you have a question?
And do you have to put, if you're at home, nobody is there, do you have to put the cover if you're reading the Quran?
No, you don't have to put the cover if there is no foreign men with you. If you are at home alone, you can just recite the Quran, so long as your clothes are modest.
Modest.
Yes, are modest, okay? Mm-hmm. You are not supposed to put the full cover, which you wear it when you pray, okay? So that you feel comfortable and you can have time with the Quran, okay? But if you want to put the prayer dress and you recite the Quran, this is also good, okay? But try to feel comfortable, okay, so that you can stay longer time with the Holy Quran.
The angels are around.
Yes.
More modest, right?
Yes.
The angels are more...
Yes. Yes.
If you're modest, wearing
yes.
modest clothing.
Yes, this is that. Okay. Number four, you should recite the Quran, and you, while you are reflecting on its meaning. This means that when you have the full respect and presence of your mind. I am not supposed to open the Quran to start a recitation of the Holy Quran while I am thinking of my daughter who is about to arrive from the travel, and I am supposed to prepare the food for her, but I must also recite the Quran, so I am not focusing on the Quran. This is not acceptable at all by Allah the Almighty, because you must all the time respect the words of Allah. These are the words of Allah. These are the best words on the earth. So if I start to connect with Allah, I must close all the connections with any other one, because all others are not to the level of Allah. All the life are below Allah. So if I am in connection with Allah the Most High, I must have all my mind and all the respect in order to understand the meaning of the Holy Quran. Also, when you recite the Quran, you must have the intention that inshallah you will obey the commands of the Quran. Not just to recite the Quran, okay, and then after you finish recitation, you say to yourself, these commands are very difficult for me, I will not follow them. This is not accepted. Coming to the Quran, you must have the intention that inshallah I will recite the Quran, I will know about the message, and oh Allah, I have the intention inshallah to follow the commands of the Holy Quran and to obey all its commands. Also, when you come to the Quran, after recitation of the Quran, you must have the intention that inshallah you will have the characteristic of those the characteristic of the pious people whom they are mentioned in the Holy Quran, the true believers. Okay, now I recite the Quran for half an hour, okay, for example, and then someone knock on the door and she started to talk to me in a bad way, for example. I must say to myself, I just finished recitation of the Holy Quran. Allah is teaching us in the Holy Quran to have the good manners. So I will not respond to that sister in the same way she spoke to me. I will respond to her in a good way, in good words. Why? Because I just finished recitation of the Holy Quran. This means that when you have a connection with the Holy Quran, it must be reflected on your manners. Okay, so that inshallah, this means that you are guided by the Holy Quran. So now, sisters, this is the Holy Quran, the constitution which every Muslim needs to have as the source of all the laws of his life and his code of life. This is the Holy Quran, the only source for the guidance in the worldly life. This is the Holy Quran, the manners of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is the Holy Quran, the light of your heart, which provides you with the internal light that makes you to realize all the facts and to realize all your responsibilities, and also the Quran, which provides you with the external light that shows you the right path. This is the Quran which will accompany you in your grave and will intercede on your behalf on the Day of Judgment. This is the Holy Quran, the source of your happiness and the code of your life. May Allah make it your way to the paradise, you and all the Muslims, inshallah, and let us make the dua. الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. O Allah, our Lord, inspire us with good conduct and save us from our evil. O Allah, our Lord, cause your love to exceed all love in us, and cause your fear to be the greatest of all fears in us. O Allah, controller of the hearts, keep our heart firm in your religion and keep it contented with your worship. O Allah, our Lord, guide us with those whom you have guided. O Allah, our Lord, strengthen us with those whom you have given strength. O Allah, our Lord, take us to your care with those whom you have taken to your care. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you for success on the Day of Judgment and a life of happiness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek refuge in you from a decline in your favor, from a change in your protection, from your sudden punishment and all your displeasure. Ya Allah, make the best of our deeds our last deeds. Ya Allah, make the best of our life our last moments. Ya Allah, make the best day of our life the day we meet you. O Allah, our Lord, we ask your protection from the torment of the hell, from the torment of the grave, from the trials in lifetime and after death. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to make our husbands and our offspring comfort to our eyes. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to increase your blessings and favors upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Amen.